Cooperation between Russia and China's forestry industries is mainly focused in the Frontier Kreis region of Russia, which accounts for 14% of the whole country's forestry reserves. Timber accounts for more than 12% of local exports to China. Xu Weiping, the commercial councillor of China's consulate in Yekaterinburg, says China's forestry industry has contributed a lot to the local economy.
The local Chinese enterprises are mostly private business. During the last 10 years, they have formed a complete industrial chain that includes planting, cutting, processing, export, transportation, and equipment sales. They have made a significant contribution to bilateral economic cooperation.
Yu Xin is a large-scale Chinese company operating in the Krasnoyarsk region. The company is building a forestry cooperative zone with investment of $30 million. It will cover an area of 200,000 hectares. Zhao Zhigang, a manager at the company, said they have a good understanding of the Russian business environment, its policies and culture.
We've built platforms for legal services, customs declaration and resources supply in the industrial zone to attract more experienced domestic enterprises. They will make rational use of resources and increase the added value of products by completing the industrial chain of rough machining, deep processing and waste processing.
Besides promoting the development of the value-added economy, Chinese enterprises are also giving a boost to local employment. Vladimir has been working with Yu Xin for the past 5 years.
Without Chinese companies, there would be nothing in Kansk. Anyone who wants to make money works for Chinese companies now.
Xu Weiping from China's consulate said that state-owned enterprises are playing an active role in the development of bilateral cooperation.
Bilateral cooperation in forestry will be deepened. China's large state-owned enterprises are also concerned about cooperation in this area. We will launch projects with Russian enterprises in the future for pulp mills and the deprocessing of timber.
Zhao, the manager from Yu Xin, also said that their company wants to work with state-owned enterprises as well as encouraging more domestic forestry enterprises to look to build partnerships overseas.